Hello and welcome back to another episode of First Team Podcast. I am your host, John Frusciante. So on this week's episode, I want to have a discussion about the New York City soccer scene. And before I get to that, I do want to let you guys know that, yes, we were on a hiatus for 3 months. And yeah, it is difficult to come back from that and to produce top-level content. But we will be producing different types of shows later this fall 2021. Until we get to that point where we have our new concept, our new show, because our new concept for our main show here at First Team Podcast is instead of talking to one individual person each week, right? So say, for example, there's all different stories, all different storylines. We will have, for example, set guests every single week that will be contributors to First Team Podcast, and they will have their own segments on First Team Podcast. So we can talk to those people on a weekly basis, but then also throw in those guests when the time allows. So say, for example, say there's something going on at NISA or at a NISA member club, or say a local USL club, we can have that guest on for a set period of time, but we're giving our listeners as much content. We're creating a very insightful show, say for 15-20 minutes, rather than talking to someone for 30 minutes to an hour. So it's a shorter show, it's a packed show, and you're getting a lot more information. So I think that's what we're going to do down the line later this fall. And when we get to that level, we will relaunch First Team Podcast Extra Time with former professional soccer player Kiesel Broom. I wanted to have a conversation about the New York City soccer scene, and it's becoming a very crowded soccer scene, which a lot of people compare New York City soccer to the London soccer scene, and they say, like, hey, there's 12 clubs, there's 13, 14 clubs in all different levels, right? So from the Premier League in England to the second, third, fourth division, and in New York City, we have various non-league football clubs, amateur, semi-pro, and you have professional clubs. And those clubs are NISA, USL, MLS clubs. I got given a link, and it was a fan proposal to bring a USL club to Brooklyn, New York. So just picture that, right? We have New Amsterdam FC in NISA. We have the Cosmos, but they're on hiatus, so let's throw them in the corner there, right? The Cosmos are sort of still around, but they're not fielding a club. Then you have Queensborough FC. David Villa owns that club, or co-owns that club, and they will kick off, I believe, in the spring of 2022. So that's another club in the Queens market. And they want to build their own soccer-specific stadium. So that's a club with their own ambition. Then you have NYCFC. You have the New York Red Bulls, if you want to add them to the New York, New Jersey market. And then you have your semi-pro amateur clubs in the NPSL, in the UPSL. And then some people might say that those clubs don't matter, but they do matter, right? Those clubs do matter. I would say NPSL clubs are spending mid five figures to the high end of the five figures. And then some clubs are spending six figures every single year. In US soccer, even though clubs are not on a certain level, that doesn't mean that they don't have the best players, or that they don't have the best fan support, or they don't have the best fan experience, or they don't have something that makes their club special. Every club is special in their own way. And I know clubs at the bottom, they deserve more support, right? They really deserve more support. And over the next couple of weeks, the couple of months here at First Team Podcast, I want to explore different ways of how to drive more support, more attention to those lower division clubs. Clubs that are still spending decent money every single year to field the best team possible. They're investing in merchandise. They're investing in local infrastructure. They're giving back to their communities. But then you have, I guess, soccer fans in New York City and want to support something that's high end. And even the high end, which some people might say that that's Major League Soccer, is that really the best product in the area? You might say from a television standpoint, from a commercial standpoint, but from a on-the-pitch, on-the-field product, is Major League Soccer the top end? Is the high-end product in New York City? I guess that's a question for people to answer. It's definitely not. It's not the top product, the best product on the field. But people will have their own minds. They will have their own opinion on that one. And that's fair, right? That's great. And they're able to express that. You can email the show firstteampod@gmail.com. I would love to get your thoughts on that one. But the point I'm trying to make, and the whole reason for recording this week's episode, is I wanted to say that it's a very crowded marketplace. Right? It's a very crowded marketplace. And the teams at the bottom are fighting to exist every single year. And then you have current professional clubs that are still trying to compete, and they're fighting to exist every single day. Even the New York Cosmos, when they were around in the NASL, they were fighting to exist every single day. And it's famous, it's a famous story in New York City, that when the Cosmos were trying to build their soccer-specific stadium in Belmont, on the border of Queens and Long Island, MLS and NYCFC, they lobbied against that. So you can sort of see the divide in New York City soccer. You could see who's against who, who's against independent soccer. And that's the battle, right? That's the battle in New York City or in the tri-state area. Even if the Cosmos come back, for example, if they come back from their hiatus, where do they fit in? Where do they fit in the New York City soccer scene? Do they go to Queens? Do they go to Queens? Where at the time, say they come back in 2022 or 2023 or even down the line, is there room for the New York Cosmos? Possibly, Queensborough might have had a season or two in the USL. They would have built their own stadium. And then maybe USL has a club in Brooklyn. Maybe that fan support is there and they're able to persuade an ownership group to go there. There's also talk of high-end clubs or top-level clubs at the semi-pro amateur level to join NISA Nation or to join NISA in general, NISA Pro. It's a very crowded marketplace. How do all these clubs fit in? How do all these clubs remain successful year in and year out? I want to end on this. I'm not trying to say that we can't have a crowded marketplace. I think it's a good thing, right? I believe in the free market, and I want to see all of the clubs continue to be successful. But the problem is that we're all not working together in an open pyramid to all fight on the field. And I think that's the problem with US soccer, is that we're fighting off the field. We're fighting in courtrooms. We're fighting in marketing and PR. And we're trying to sort of say that the other club is not good enough, is not as professional. And is that where the battle should be played? Is that where the battle should take place? I think the battle should take place on the field, in an open system, not off the field. And I think that's why this conversation is relevant, because if we're talking about a closed system off the field, even though I believe in an open free market, the market will be saturated and the market will be overcrowded for established clubs to come back if they are on hiatus. For example, the Cosmos, or if a new club comes in and has the backing, has the money, there could be already established clubs there and it might be hard to break through the market. But in an open system where someone can work from the bottom all the way up and there is a success rate, right? There is successes down the line if you keep getting promoted to the next level. But I guess that's a conversation for another day. I want to get your thoughts on all of this. Please email the show at firstteampod@gmail.com. I would love to get your thoughts on this topic, on this conversation. And of course, we will be back next week. And until then, stay safe and let's go New York City Soccer.